and welcome back to the 5 and 5 Live. It's Thursday the 21st of March 2024. We're just after question time and back in the, I could say the studio, but it's actually just my office with momentarily filled with fancy equipment to talk about the best and worst events of this week. And I am joined today by the Labor member for the seat of Hawke, Sam Ray. Sam, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Tony. I've been hanging out for my invite. Very pleased to be here.
So people, is this sort of hot ticket to get?
Oh, you bet. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Everyone's talking about it. The most popular person gets to come along each week. It's something we're hanging out for.
Welcome to the moment to shine.
Thank you very much.
And so we actually have pre-recorded music that sort of keeps it all going, that is recorded by the Left Right Out band. So, you know, some of Australia's great music.
One of the best bands going around, I hear.
You've listened to me.
I danced long and hard at one of our Christmas parties, Tony.
We are the greatest pub rock band in the federal parliament.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Let's start off with the best. Okay, well, there's not really much of a better way to start a week than when a new member arrives.
That's absolutely right, Tony. And Jody Bellier is an absolute legend. Obviously, the by-election in Dunkley was one that no one wanted to have. Peter Murphy was a fantastic local member and an exceptional human being. Yeah. But she picked Jody Bellier to replace her. And obviously, Jody has stepped into those shoes and is running hard. Big win for the Labor government, obviously, on the back of our tax cuts announcement. And it's fantastic to have Jody here joining our government.
That moment, like you would have been there on the ground during a fair bit of the by-election campaign, and that whole concept of making sure that we were telling people that under this government, you know, people are earning more, keeping more of what they earn. It's a message that, you know, people are still doing it tough. It's going to take a while before, you know, you can't in a couple of years undo the damage of 9 years of wage stagnation. But, you know, we're at the beginnings now of really turning a corner on what it is for people with cost of living.
Absolutely. And for working communities like the one that I represent and the one that Jody represents, the ability to earn more, the ability to keep more of what you earn in your pocket and to take the pressure off the family household budget is really special stuff.
Now, fantastic start of the week for Amanda Rishworth with the changes to paid parental leave passing Parliament.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of us, you know, that, like myself, who've enjoyed the benefits of paid parental leave within their own family units, yeah, this is another big step forward for our country and for our economy. So it was, and Amanda Rishworth continues to kick goals.
That's right. No, great win for Amanda, and a great win for women around Australia who have campaigned long and hard for this reform, which is now law. Now, this podcast has, well, I think it is fair to say, we have more people fascinated by the standing orders of the Australian Parliament on this podcast than any other. So people will know what 94A means, which is a standing order that means someone gets kicked out for an hour for terribly bad behaviour. Now, of all the people to be booted for an hour, Andrew Leigh.
Andrew Leigh, one of the smartest people in the Parliament, if not the country. And with the greatest respect to Andrew, you've got to say he's something of a class prefect. He doesn't often do the wrong thing. So I think everyone was pretty amused when they saw Andrew shown the door.
Yeah, he was shocked enough by it that he tweeted. I don't know if you've got a copy of the tweet there.
Yeah, he said, "David Littleproud complains that the Nats were held back by the Libs on competition reform. After the PM pointed out the Nats' newfound love for divestment, I interjected, 'David, it's time to divest yourself from the coalition.' The Speaker then divested me from the chamber for an hour."
I've got to say, of all the different interjections that people call out, I reckon only Andrew Leigh would have an interjection that involved the word divested.
Oh, spot on.
That's great. Now, Catherine King, now the generation gap in my office I discovered this week, I discovered that I am slightly older than some of the people who work for me.
You said it, not me, Tony.
but there are nods happening around the room right now. Catherine King had a line when she was talking about the opposition where she referred to the scared, weird little guys of Australian politics, which as someone who grew up watching Hey Hey, I thought was a genius line, came back to the office and people were, well, what's that about? But they were, of course, a comedy band.
They were. And look, Catherine King is a formidable person in the parliament. I don't like being on that. Wouldn't want to be on the wrong end of Catherine. But I think she summed them up pretty well with that call this week, Tony.
And then Annika Wells today. So this happened only a couple of minutes ago. Like we often at Parliament, I love it when you hear people tell stories of people they've met and how it fits in to policy changes. And Annika today, Annika Wells, the aged care minister, gave an example of Kylie, a single mum living in Penrith, and the difference that the aged care pay increase had made for her life. Let's just have a listen to that.
I recently met with aged care workers and they told me about their colleague named Kylie. Kylie is a single mum living, working and raising her family in Penrith in the Member for Lindsay's electorate. And before the 15% increase in the award wage minimum, Kylie was trying to get approved for a mortgage in order to buy a house for her and her kids. But the banks wouldn't lend to her because despite doing this incredibly valuable work, she wasn't paid enough. But under the Albanese Labor government, that changed. And after the pay increase on 1 July last year, Kylie has now been approved for a mortgage and able to buy an apartment for the very first time.
I reckon that, you know, that really brings it home, the concept that when you get wages moving for people, when you make a difference to their pay, it's not just numbers in a bank account. It's life-changing.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And at the end of the day, this is the reason that we're here. This is the reason that Labor governments are elected, in order to look after people that, like Kylie, that you know, want to build a better life for themselves and their families. And again, you know, we're having another great story, and off the back of the reforms that this government has pursued.
Okay, let's move from the best to the worst. So which bit of music did you prefer, the best or the worst?
I definitely preferred the best because...
A bit more upbeat?
It's definitely more upbeat, although, you know, obviously we've got some important things to mark in terms of the things that have happened in the Parliament this week.
Yeah, that's true. And, yeah, there's some stuff a bit lighter in a few moments, but this week really did start, and at different moments through it had a very sombre tone to it.
It did. We began the Parliament sitting this week with the condolence motion for Senator Linda Wider, an absolute warrior for working people, devoted her life to pursuing the interests of working people, both through her work in the trade union movement and then her all too brief a time here in the Australian Parliament. Linda was a very close family friend of mine and someone that I admired greatly, and her indelible mark will be left forever in both public policy. But it was amazing to be at her funeral last week. It was packed, jam-packed, the theatre down at ACME, and there were a huge number of workers and delegates who have, of course, stood with Linda and been represented by Linda through her work at the Australian Services Union. So it was a fitting tribute to her here in the Parliament this week.
Yeah, it's the PM at that service referred to her as possibly the most qualified backbencher the Australian Parliament's ever had.
Yeah.
But Linda was very much engaged and much of a life devoted to workplace relations changes and to the arts. So, it's a huge loss and one that we all feel really deeply. And then today we had the whole Fitzgibbon family. People remember Joel Fitzgibbon, used to be a member of Parliament, but they were all there at the start of question time today for a condolence motion for the loss of Jack Fitzgibbon. Who died, member of the armed forces, died in the parachuting accident. And I have to say, for both the tributes that were made today and the tributes that were made to Linda on Monday, you do get those moments where the Parliament is just raw, where, you know, the public will only see the faces on camera, but you look around the room and everybody is just there in the same moment, grieving together as people who are just representing every corner of the nation.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the day, we're all humans, Tony, and while we've got some different views about, what policies should be implemented and how our laws should be put together, it was a great honour to have Jack's family and, of course, Joel, a hero of the Labor movement, in the chamber with us today.
Yeah. So a couple of policy issues that happened during the week. Most of the week in the House of Representatives, we've been debating the Administrative Appeals Tribunal and being replaced by the Australian Review Tribunal, the ART, which has the acronym ART, which I think is lovely. but big win for Mark Dreyfus. Like, this body had been so completely stacked. But if there were two things that the previous government always did, they always stacked boards and they always tried to shut down debate. And they managed in this one to combine both.
Oh, they hit the quinella in that regard, didn't they?
like, when you're in government, and I haven't done it, move that someone be no further heard, but when you're in government, I get you move it, you've got the numbers, it's carried, and then the person doesn't get to make a speech. But they did it on members this week knowing they were going to lose. I'm not sure what was going on. What were Labor members saying that was so offensive?
Well, indeed, that's a fair question to ask. I mean, I think at the end of the day, they were desperately trying to frustrate the process of this reform. You know, we were bringing in this new review tribunal, a tribunal that is so important for ensuring fairness in our administrative processes. And look, the first person that they tried to shut down was Peter Khalil. I love Peter Khalil very dearly, but I've got to admit there were some people in the chamber who just gave ever so slight amounts of consideration to voting with the Liberals to end Peter's contribution. But we did the right thing in the end and made sure that Peter could
continue.
People
did check with me. I made clear on the floor this is not a conscience vote. But we will now find out whether or not Peter Khalil listens to this podcast.
Yes.
Because I reckon you and I might be getting calls. but good on him. They wouldn't have tried to shut him down if he wasn't going hard.
Absolutely.
And then this was our first week of being able to talk about the second idea that Peter Dutton has come up with. So one is that they're going to undo the right to disconnect so that people have to work longer for less. And their other idea is they have pressed the nuclear button.
As a very clever person wrote in a speech for me this week, they are out on another fishing expedition. Yeah, corny, but good.
Yeah, well, we'll take it. Look, as it was going along during the week, they had their party room and there was a leak out of their party room as to whether they were ready to announce it, because we'd been told it was all about to be announced. And then they were nearly there, but apparently they only had a couple of minor details, and the PM had a copy of those minor details. Let's have a listen.
The leader of the opposition's media team were around the gallery yesterday saying they were going to make a decision last night. And it was going to be announced their nuclear policy. But today he went to the party room and he said, well, there are a few details that were outstanding. Just four. Safety, disposal, cost and location. So apart from safety, apart from the disposal,
members on my right,
the cost, apart from where they're going to go, it's all sorted out. Opposite. Good news, team. Good news. Other than that, everything's ready to go. Ready to rip. We just need to buy the land, pour the slab, build the walls and put the roof on, then we have a new house. Unbelievable. In fact, nuclear power is a lot like the Liberal Party, Mr. Speaker. No help to anyone today. Completely wrong for Australia's future and notorious for waste that takes forever to clean up.
In terms of hard policy, it doesn't sound like this one's quite ready to go for them.
No, it doesn't. And I think they need to have a serious think about how easily they bowl some of these up for the PM, because he knocked them out of the park this week on that.
I got to say, when we often look back, we often look at people's career only through their greatest hits reels. But I got to say, I reckon that one is going to be on them for
Albert.
I hope
so, absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
We have a job to do, though, which is to nominate a song for the week that you think in some way encapsulates the week. Over to you.
So mine is a little sombre, but one of the magnificent things that happened at Linda's funeral last week was that the entire theatre rose to its feet and bellowed out a rendition of Solidarity Forever. And it was a really fitting tribute to Linda and to the trade union movement that she served so loyally for so long.
That's lovely, and it was such a special moment. As I was leaving, there was someone there I know who's a former Liberal Member of Parliament, and I asked him, I won't name him, but I asked as I left and said, were you singing? And he said, I was, but I don't think anyone was filming. look, for me, I think people need to find out about Scared Weird Little Guys. So I'm just giving their whole album Scared. People can look it up. Just be warned, I haven't gone through and checked all the lyrics and it might be terribly dated and this might be a bad recommendation. I might have to go back and take it back. But there we go. Thank you so much for joining us on the 5 and 5 Live.
Thank you for having me.
And everybody, Parliament is back again next week. Thanks heaps. See ya.